Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Kylie Possel from Miracle Babies Foundation, and we are going to talk about miracle babies. Good day, Kylie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Well, thank you.
So you've formed the Miracle Babies Foundation not long ago because of your experience with miracle babies.
Yes, so I have three surviving miracle babies, and I've lost five pregnancies and babies at different gestations and miscarriages. So definitely been a long road for me. And when I heard of a group of mums wanting to do something to give back and stay connected, I definitely wanted to be part of that. So yeah, being co-founder with Miracle Babies Foundation for quite a while now, and we're just expanding very quickly to support more families across the country.
So miracle babies, you're no stranger to preterm babies.
That's right. I suffer from cervical incompetence, so my body is unable to hold a pregnancy to term without extra support. So lots of surgeries along the way, which helped me with my last son get to term, which was a wonderful experience. But before that, definitely long stays in the antenatal ward and then long hospital stays with the baby in intensive care and special care.
Based on our experience, having a baby to term or giving birth to a baby to term is difficult enough. So having it early on when it's not supposed to come out can be more difficult, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Parenting is a really tough job. It's very rewarding and we all love it, but it is a hard job, and especially in those early days when your baby is very young and vulnerable. And then when we add this to the family that they're going back and forth to their baby to visit their baby, they're not the primary caregiver at that stage, and they're relying on an amazing but wonderful medical team to care for their baby. It's quite an emotional trauma. It's exhausting. It has a financial toll, and it really can have some long-term impacts on the family.
Because for some, they live far away from the hospital, so they'd have to travel or get temporary accommodation to be able to be with their baby on a daily basis.
Exactly right. The neonatal intensive care units aren't in every hospital. There's 23 hospitals that have a NICU across Australia. And if your baby requires that level of intensive care and you are in a rural situation or don't live close to a city, then, yeah, you would be travelling. And then it's the financial burden of accommodation and travel and leaving other children, at home or partners. It's really daunting, and it's a really long road and has long impact.
And because life or our daily life doesn't stop there, isn't it? We still have other responsibilities that we have to attend to. As you said, if you have older kids, you'd have to make sure that they're cared for while you're caring for your youngest and things like that. So you would need to have...
to consider.
You would really need to have a lot of support.
Yeah, support of extended family and friends is vital to help out. And there's no right or wrong way in how to support someone that's going through it. It's really what they need at that time. So just being there for them and helping them out, being a listening ear if that's what they need, or helping out with practical things like around the home and with other children.
A few years back, we had this wonderful legislation that allowed parents to spend time with their children, the paid parental leave plan. But as you've found, that it's not enough in special cases like yours who've had the miracle babies, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it's great to see things changing, but we've definitely still got a long way to go. And this World Prematurity Day and around November, we're asking for the government to sit down and start reviewing and looking at how we can better accommodate these families. There's a few different things that we'd like to see discussed. One is that the dads or partners get to spend more time with the babies in hospital. At the moment, if the baby's in for 4 or 5 months, the partner or the dad will not have that amount of leave. So, we're putting mum in this situation of dealing with this on a day-to-day basis on her own in circumstances where sometimes she may not or cannot drive. So that's lots of extra pressure. And then also, if the baby is in hospital, for example, for 4 months, then when they do get home as a family, we've already reduced that whole parental and family leave time down to 8 months, mm-hmm. Because that 12 months starts when the baby is born. So, those types of things that we can start to look at and improve our situation here in Australia, which a lot of other countries globally are doing, which is fantastic.
Because as mothers, it is considered that we are the primary carer. But we oftentimes forget that the fathers would like to take an equally active role as well, isn't it?
Definitely, and there's a long-term impact for the families emotionally, and that includes the dads and partners as well. We know that parents of extreme preterm babies are 2.5 times more likely to suffer with postnatal depression. That on its own is quite scary and staggering. And then we also know that 1 in 5 parents of preterm babies report still after 6 months from the birth feeling depression and anxiety. So these are long-term emotional impacts that the more support and the better we can look after these families in the early stages can, you know, help for that longer term outcome of the whole family unit.
If a family experiences, are in the same experience as one that you had a preterm baby, where can they get support? Where can they ask for help apart from immediate family? Because sometimes you need more than that, isn't it?
You definitely do. And Miracle Babies Foundation runs a national peer support program for families. That includes support whilst they're in hospital and also support once the baby's discharged. And there's also support for grieving families as well when their baby sadly might not survive. So there's lots of different parts of the program that people can access. There's the website, there's social media. And what's really important for families is we have a 24-hour support line. So anyone can call that, and it's 1-300-622-243.
So you are never alone. There's always help around.
Yes, and we please encourage people, reach out if you need to just talk, find some direction, give us a call and we'll help you in the right way.
Thank you very much, Carly Possel from Miracle Babies Foundation.
Thank you for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.